This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Do you have too much month at the end of your money? That question and catchphrase have been around for decades, but it seems even more relevant to the current economic situation. High inflation, rising interest rates, and runaway government spending has had a negative impact on American families. E.J. Antoni is an economist at the Heritage Foundation and has run the numbers and explains that Americans have taken a pay cut every month since President Biden took office. For example, he documents that the average American family has lost the equivalent of more than $7,000 in annual income. He also argued that there is a direct link between spending, borrowing, and printing trillions of dollars and these disastrous results for Americans. A skeptic might respond that while it is true that prices have gone up, wages have also increased. That may be true, but I haven't found too many people in my sphere of influence who have told me their salary or wages have increased. If you look at the numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you will note that the average weekly earnings are up 9% since President Biden took office, but consumer prices have risen 14.9% over the same time. In some ways, it reminds me of times when I've tried to climb a hill or a mountain with lots of gravel, talus, and scree. Two steps forward can sometimes result in falling back three steps. That is what is happening to the typical family with two parents working. Their combined weekly paychecks are up $200, but the money has lost so much of its purchasing power from inflation that it is as if their weekly pay shrunk by $100. These are numbers to remember when Congress is debating raising the debt ceiling, and worth remembering during the election next year. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.